Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you.
This is one of those moments in my life where I exercise good judgment and bring people around.
We were
around
talking about bras, okay, Dougie?
Yeah.
This is the real stuff that chicks talk about. Come on.
Jennifer, bring Kara to talk about bras. Okay, let's move on into...
Well, you'll be happy to know. I'm not trying to, like, push a button here or anything.
No.
But you'll be happy to know that all of your co-hosts are at minimum a D cup.
<It's>
You
<true. laughs>
hired very well, my friend.
If I use that as a criteria, I would not be in business very long because
criteria. Forget that. You should put that in the ad for the show.
Yes, we're working on new promotion for the program, and I can see it now. All of my co-hosts have big bras.
Doug Steffens, D cup. I can hear it right now. I mean, there's so many imaging opportunities.
Yeah, okay. Doug Steffen and the triple D's. That could be us.
Okay.
You're welcome, by the way.
Okay. I actually can't pursue the line of thought that I was thinking of pursuing after that. So it's probably time for me to get right into this week's food news. The
milk news.
Oh, my God. Okay. There's a discussion going on with a couple of former executives that worked at Costco, Erica Welton and Dennis Hoover. They want to redefine the fast food world with a new kind of fried chicken sandwich. They want to make an organic chicken restaurant chain. Organic Koo is the first USDA certified organic fast food chain. They've raised $7 million in an initial round of financing. The chicken is fried in coconut oil.
Yum.
First one is in Pleasanton, California. Where's that, Jen? Up in the Bay Area.
That'd be up north, right? Yeah, in the Bay Area somewhere.
One of my friends is from Pleasanton. I think it's 45 minutes outside of San Fran.
Really?
It sounds so nice, doesn't it? I'm from Pleasanton.
Yeah. It does.
They're going to open 24 restaurants across the country. Okay, so here's what I see happening with this. This is a good idea, but Chick-fil-A, the guy that runs that, is no slouch. And he's going to see this as a threat to him. We opened in Framingham. There was a big to-do. Chick-fil-A found its last area of New England because is an outfit that started in the South. The guy that runs it is a little west of being a Neanderthal when it comes to politics. So it got all messed up in the business of Chick-fil-A, which ought not to be the case, whether the guy's a Neanderthal or not. He still has a good restaurant and a good business, but people were putting the discussion. I remember the headline in Framingham, controversial restaurant chain. There's no controversy about Chick-fil-A. It's very popular. It's very good. If you like chicken, it's tasty. The one that opened in Framingham always has a line down the street, around the corner, and up the block.
Same thing here. I've only been to Chick-fil-A on the East Coast, like in North Carolina, visiting my family, because the one that opened here in Southern California, the line is just too much to deal with for me.
Isn't there one down on Lincoln?
There's one in Hollywood
they've got a good model. And I'm betting that somebody is smart enough to say, well, look what they're doing at Chick-fil-A, but they're just serving the ordinary junk. Let's have an organic chicken fast food restaurant. So they're going to get organic chickens, and they're going to cook them in coconut oil. So would that get you, is that enough? They probably charge, what do you pay for a Chick-fil-A sandwich? I don't know, $5, $4, $5, $6? I don't know.
I've never been.
Sure. For the sandwich, I think it's pretty cheap there. I think it's like $3 or something.
Is it? Oh, man, can you imagine with the chicken? If you get
no guarantees.
Chicken for $3,
see,
right,
this would appeal to me. I would go to this organic coop. I would go.
Would you? I thought you didn't eat, I thought you told me you didn't eat poultry.
Nothing on four legs.
No. All right. Well, two legs is okay.
What about a handicapped chicken?
Okay.
A handicapped cow. All right. Well, one of the things that first attracted me, I didn't know anything about Chick-fil-A. And I'm driving down the highway and I saw a cow on a billboard. So yeah. I looked at the cow and the cow is saying in the cloud,
"Eat more chicken."
Eat more chicken.
It's a really cute ad campaign, actually.
Yeah,
they're pretty smart
it
with it.
Yeah, very
and
smart.
And I think they have days of the year, maybe Halloween, when you dress up as a cow, you can go in and get a free sandwich there at Chick-fil-A. Pretty funny.
Right. Okay. So what did we do with this conversation? Look what we did. What everybody else is going to do. Here are these two people got a good idea for a better fast food chicken restaurant. What we did was go right to the leader, the Chick-fil-A chicken. And it used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, but they make such crap. It's like going to Taco Bell. Same company, Yum Yum, owns both of them, and it's all crap. So here's somebody that comes along and actually serves decent chicken.
I'd love to see. I know they're like popping up places, but I would love to see a couple of healthy fast food chains start actually popping up with like real ingredients. I know we have. Right. I mean, there are some.
What's an example of what are you talking about?
There's not a mainstream chain yet that I could tell you on the tip of my tongue that's doing healthy food.
You mean a McDonald's equivalent?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one in California, I think, called Baja Fresh.
Oh, Baja Fresh is a good one.
That was a big deal because there was one that opened in New York City and everyone was excited about it.
I guess I don't. We call them Fresh Cities here. We go to Meredith and I go to a place down on Route 9, it's called Fresh City.
Well, Baja Fresh is delicious, and it's huge, by the way, in California. Yeah. I don't consider it health food, though, because if you look at the calorie counts on the menu, they do burritos that are awesome. Don't get me wrong. And all the ingredients are fresh, but they're like 1,500 calories for a burrito. And you're
Fresh City has really done a great job here, but I think they're only like a sort of a New England or regional. I don't know. I don't see them anywhere else. But they serve the kind of stuff that we like.
And I guess Chipotle aimed to be healthy.
Right.
Yeah, but they've...
I'm talking about a place that would do salads. Like
they
stuff
got a
for
bad
people
rap,
that are, you know, you're watching your caloric intake, but yet you need to get something on the go and you want something that's got pure ingredients. I mean, something like that would be... I think there'd be a huge market for it, especially in the big cities. I don't know how it would do in the center of the country, but for sure in the big cities.
Yeah, we've got a couple salad chains around here that are pretty big, but I still don't believe that they're actually healthy because you can put so much stuff in them and then you get all the, you know, fancy salad dressings and stuff. So I think it is actually worse because it lures people into thinking they're eating healthy.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's still vegetables, which is better than what you can get at something like McDonald's. But as far as how fresh the ingredients are and how healthy it actually is for you, I don't really think it is.
The best one in New York City for on the go, you know, go and grab a sandwich that's already pre-made and everything is Pret a Manger. And that's actually pretty healthy. And that's, you know fresh ingredients that they make there.
You go into places like Panera, which has quite a lock on a market because of the way they've marketed it. But if you go into the store, you know what to expect. That's what I think drives these businesses more than anything else. If you get what you expect, if you know that whether it's good or bad, but if it's consistent, like when you go to a McDonald's, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
When you go to Burger King, Wendy's, any of these places. So the model that Panera, I think his name is Fred Panera or something like that. He had a sandwich shop. And so what grew and grew rapidly was the quality of the ingredients. And with that, our pal, the supermarket guru, would tell you that it's always going to be about taste. It is. It's always about taste. Mm-hmm. So if the stuff is good for you and it tastes good, that's great. That's where the business is going to go if you're thinking it through. But when Meredith brings home these bottles of chunga drink or whatever that, you had some
kombucha
of that too. Yeah, my God.
Kombucha is delicious.
Give it
a chance.
It's awful. Oh, I gave it a chance.
It's a little
it's
rough.
Terrible.
I agree with you.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a little rough.
But that's the idea here, to make it so that it tastes good. That's the future, no matter whether it's an organic chicken chain or whether it's the steak stuff that you go to, Steak and Shake. Those places they're all dying. The Steak and Shake places are dying because they serve crap, and people know it. You can go somewhere else for just a little more money and get better beef. None of us here eat, Jennifer, you have some meat sometimes, don't you? I don't know, but
yeah, I don't eat a lot of red meat, but yeah, I do.
Kara, do you eat meat?
I had a filet last night, actually.
Yeah, I eat meat. I don't eat a lot of steak or red meat. Well, I eat ground beef a decent amount, but yes, I'm not a vegetarian at all.
Okay, so you'll get less airtime now from now on. The the beef things, the labels on steak, getting better stuff. And it doesn't make any difference. You could say that about fish. The fish restaurants.
To be fair, steak and red meat is actually cleaner meat than the white meats, like chicken.
It is. Depends on where it comes from. Not all of it, but it depends on where it comes from. Chicken's horrible.
In general.
It really is. Chicken, if you saw, and I've said this before, and I will say it, and then we'll do the television report. Because of me being a farmer, I've been in slaughterhouses. I've seen what happens to these animals. And they don't even bring the chickens to slaughterhouses anymore. They just do it right in the place where they grow them. They just go down the line with a chainsaw. And that you would never, ever, ever touch another piece of chicken if you saw how they get to market. You wouldn't. Okay, having said that, I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
It's 15. Your Cheerios are going down okay today.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Television news up next here on this radio program called The Good Day Show.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slamajama as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only 2 seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Today on App Check, Mashable for iPad is about digital innovation and social technology news. Cramped format and poor performance. Mashable for iPad. Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word, marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success, doing the work and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? It's so easy. Just give him music lessons. Here's the science of it.
Okay, kids, let's settle down and review the important information.
No doubt about it, music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or any music lesson for that matter, teaches, you know, rhythm, patience, concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally amplifies many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. Music soothes the savage child beast. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are at 48 after the hour. A couple of minutes of television news, including news from Grey's Anatomy, Jen.
Yeah, good news, because the Grey is staying in the Grey's.
What would they call it if she left? What would they call the show?
It would be difficult, because they killed off her sister, who is also a Grey. They kill off everybody on Grey's Anatomy. But what Ellen Pompeo... I'm sorry?
Under the knife? They kill him under the knife? How do they kill him?
Oh, in all kinds. Let's see. We've got plane crashes, hospital
shootings.
More goes
on at that hospital than anywhere in the world.
Wow.
Tragic illnesses. I mean, there are lots of things that happen if you
okay, she's only getting $300K per episode. Most of the really big stars who are responding. This show's been on for 13 seasons. How's it doing in the ratings? It must be okay if it's been around that
long.
It
does great in the ratings. Yeah, so and this is actually the getting, show... That launched Shonda, you know, Shonda Rhimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this was her big. Right.
So I got a beef here. Let me just throw this out and then we won't go very far because we don't have too much time. The fact that she is the mainstay of the show and she's only getting 300 per episode, there's a big to do with, now I'm understanding more of it, not that I didn't understand it before. Most of the, like Harmon is getting $750,000 an episode for NCIS. I remember when Charlie was getting $1 million plus for, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
And Robin Wright made a big deal a couple of weeks ago about not getting paid the same amount of money as
Kevin Spacey,
$500K. So this woman should be getting $500K, not $300K.